This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great nation and even beyond our borders as we rock through this hour, the latest, greatest from the campaign trail. In other words, what has Donald Trump said today? And are people lining up behind him? Obviously, they are. What's going on with the Democrats? And then there were three, because you can't throw out Bernie Sanders. So you have Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and really, Donald Trump, that's it. That's the conversation, the buzz in the backyard. We're down to the nitty-gritty. Less than 60 days out from both conventions. Pretty wild stuff, I have to admit, thinking of last year and the year before, that all the conversation leading up to this, and this is where we now take yet another twist, a different fork in the road. You'll hear what Hillary Clinton had to say today about emails and her server, as that is now just once again taken front and center as far as what's going to happen with that and whether or not that's going to take her down or the road continues for Hillary Clinton. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Washington. And I believe he's getting ready to join us. We might have the former congressman from Ohio. No, it's not his turn tonight. He tossed the ball instead to Justin Duckham, who's with us a lot here on the show. It's always great to have Justin on with us. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, you're doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Awesome. So, you know, Hillary Clinton today talks about, because she has to address the question, the email use, and she says, I thought it was allowed. Do you think that's going to hold up?
You know, that's a very good question. I think this is obviously going to be something that's going to last for quite a while. You know, in particular, the IG report that was released was actually pretty damning and goes pretty heavily against a lot of the sort of defenses that the Clinton camp has put up on this. We've, you know, obviously had the Clinton camp, including Brian Fallon, her press secretary, as well as Clinton herself, coming out time and time again and saying that there was sort of a precedent for this at the State Department, that this is something that has happened with, you know, Colin Powell and other former secretaries of state. But the report itself actually urges those who read it to essentially judge Clinton in the light of the era that she was in there. They note specifically that there was much looser standards when it comes to email security under Colin Powell and previous secretaries. They said that it was fluid and they did not understand these cybersecurity risks that they now, you know, comprehend. And essentially, Clinton should be viewed in that light. So it really is something that I think is, you know, probably going to stick around a lot longer than I'm sure she feels, you know, comfortable with.
In the meantime, too, we've got Bernie Sanders talking about the possibility of debating with Trump. And here we go. We're on the verge of California. Wow. So talk about reaction to that.
Yeah, pretty interesting. You know, Trump seems to be continually moving the goalposts. Initially, he said that he would do it for charity. Then he said that it would have to be about $10 or $15 million before it would happen. Bernie Sanders' campaign has been pretty, you know, game to do this. They tweeted out enthusiastically initially that they were down, saying game on. Then they ended up, you know, saying later today that they want to do it in the biggest stadium possible. They're saying that they're having back channel communications with the Trump campaign to try to work this out. And this is, you know, pretty interesting. You know, there were some initial reports saying that Trump was actually just joking when he said that. But it looks like, you know, the Sanders camp to a certain point may be trying to kind of paint him into a corner. So either way, it's, you know, being viewed as something that is obviously going to, you know, be great, amazing TV and probably a very interesting moment and probably one of the you know, highlights of what has been a very bizarre campaign season so far. But at the same time, there's kind of a recognition that, you know, there's a great likelihood this won't take place. You know, the DNC in particular has said that they are not okay with candidates doing unsanctioned debates. This would include, you know, sort of inter-party debates in this instance. Something that Sanders actually floated very early on in the campaign, but was shot down by the DNC. And in this instance, you know, it looks like there's probably not going to be much of a difference.
Yeah, and so while there's that possibility, and even Trump saying he would debate Bernie to raise $10 million for charity and all that if it happens, then you've got the RNC saying that, listen, they're changing some tactics. They're taking a page out of Barack Obama's book, and they're doubling their staff in some of those key battleground states. So, you know, the move is on, certainly, to push Donald Trump because he is the nominee, right?
Exactly. And, you know, this also kind of highlights the fact that Donald Trump essentially needs the RNC in this instance. You know, he has been running a very sort of bare-bones campaign for a large part of this. A lot of people within his inner circle are not necessarily, you know, the people who have had national campaign experience and whatnot. And in this instance, you know, he would have actually probably needed to rely very heavily this entire race on the RNC in order to have gotten this done. So I'm not necessarily surprised to see them essentially stepping up and not really footing the bill, but certainly allocating the resources for this. That's sort of a reflection of the campaign that Trump has run so far, something that, you know, proved to be pretty effective in the primary process. But, you know, now at this point, this is sort of a capitulation to a certain extent to the experts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can only imagine, too, that there's going to be reaction on the Hill to the fact that you got the CDC director, as we veer off of the campaign trail, Tom Frieden, saying that we've got this discovery that we have the first drug-resistant superbug that's been confirmed in the U.S. Wow, if you've ever taken antibiotics, this is kind of scary stuff, isn't it, Justin?
No, it certainly is. This was an announcement I believe he made today during a lunch at the National Press Club. This, of course, is coming on top of a whole other litany of things that the CDC and other organizations have been pretty much facing this year in terms of public health crises coming straight after Ebola and amid the entire Zika crisis. So just one more thing to worry about, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Media News. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about this as well. If you've been waiting in any of the long lines at the airport, or you're afraid of waiting online for a long time, we've got some new bills to speed up the process at the airport. The House and the Senate have introduced a couple of bills aimed at alleviating the massive security lines. As somebody who's been in those lines, and you never know, it's Russian roulette what you're going to get, I think that's pretty interesting. You know, there is a speedy way to get through that, which is the fast pass, and you basically pay, and I've talked about that before, and then theoretically when you hit the airport, they've already checked you out so much that you just go in the fast lane, basically. It's the HOV lane of airports. But what about everybody else? So you've got Congressman John Katko from New York, who's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee now on transportation, saying, look, we got this. So if his phones are blowing up, everyone's phones are blowing up about this, and that they have to do something about it. And they're trying to, what they're doing is they want to take a law that will relieve airport congestion by overhauling the bureaucracy of the TSA. So it would allow the TSA some more flexibility to shift some of the officers to screening duties and give federal security directors at the local airports the ability to make staffing decisions. And then there would be this advisory committee, and seemingly it would be better all the way around. You could relocate what the high-volume areas are, and you could pay more attention to the real security issues. So I don't know. We're going to talk about that a little bit more on the flip side and some other odds and ends on the day. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, don't just walk away.
This report makes clear that personal email use was the practice under other secretaries of state. And the rules were not clarified until after I had left.
All right, so there's Hillary Clinton reacting, again, saying what I just discussed with Justin Duckham, if you joined us at the very top of this show. If not, hey, welcome to the show, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the scoop is Hillary Clinton being burned by emails or not. She has said all along that they thought they did the legal thing. Other people had done it before. There was the precedence. So ultimately, does it completely knock out the campaign or does it continue on? And what does that mean? In any way, are there people who were on this, you know, kind of on the ledge with Hillary Clinton saying, yeah, now I'm going to just back off that ledge or not? You know, it's interesting. Because the other part of the story that is so scary, to be honest, forget politics, push that aside for a second if we actually can, and that Romanian hacker, the guy calling himself Guccifer. So Guccifer said, you know, what an easy chore to jump into the middle of Clinton's email. And then the concern is, okay, so now you have top security emails that are there. So the hacker's plea deal to cooperate with the government is raising questions about whether he might assist in the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton. It just gets worse for her, doesn't it? So what happened was he is accused of exposing messages from former presidents George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, as well as Sidney Blumenthal and ex-Secretary of State Colin Powell. And this Lazar character agreed to plead guilty to hacking and identity theft, so that carries 7 years in prison. Lazar exposed Clinton's private email account, unorthodox private email account, by hacking an email account of one of her confidants, Sidney Blumenthal. And the questions have been flying around for months about whether he would be able to help the FBI or not. So the Blumenthal connection was not a good one for Clinton, in the sense that because he was able to get his account, then, and he's a close advisor of the Clintons, then naturally you say, well, what could he have seen otherwise with the Secretary of State? And because he did have access to those presidents that I just mentioned and emails from them. So, of course, the campaign, you heard Clinton at the top there, they just dismissed the whole thing. The State Department says it has no reason to take this Lazar Guccifer character seriously. Some of the evidence that he claims he has is that he has messages of Clinton's unrelated to Blumenthal, but of course that has never been released, never been really discussed. He may be hot air and trying to find himself a deal so that he doesn't go to prison for 7 years or however long, but it does keep the story alive and thriving, and it's an interesting twist in where this could all end up. All right, I said this was about odds and ends, so we're going to jump off the trail for a second. I mean, we know this trail splits off after California, really. We're talking about heading to Philadelphia and heading to Cleveland, Ohio, which, by the way, we'll have a special correspondent that will be there to bring us this even closer to the action. We were going to do shows there, but it turned out it wouldn't have really made much sense to do that, rather than to have somebody that was already going to be there who's on the show a lot and covers it. So we'll get a lot of different voices, and we'll get some of the Congress folks and hopefully some senators that are there anyway, which will be interesting, which means if there is any crowds and riots, I won't have to fight my way through that, basically, right? So the one thing that I said to Justin about this drug-resistant superbug, I saw a little clip of this today, and I thought, wow, this is bad. As somebody who hardly ever got sick until a couple of years ago, and I had that weird antibiotic reaction as we were limping along, and I was doing shows, but it was tough because I got strep and then was treated with the wrong antibiotic. And now I see, in a different sense, people who rely on antibiotics and what now has happened to so many of us. So now we've got the first known case of a superbug that can't be killed by any kind of antibiotic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, its director, Tom Frieden, looked pretty upset to me. And that's the word I would use. He looked pretty tense, pretty upset when he announced the case at the National Press Club in D.C., He said a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman showed the presence of a rare kind of E. coli infection that's resistant to antibiotics, and doctors sometimes use a last resort when other antibiotics fail. The woman went to a clinic, this is how the story goes, in Pennsylvania, and a sample was forwarded to Walter Reed. They found the bacteria in her urine, you know how they take those samples, but how she became infected, she hadn't traveled outside the U.S., all that kind of stuff in the past 5 months. But the immediate reaction was what had happened to the patient. So they're looking for other potential causes, you know, or cases, rather, in the place where she is to see if they have more of that problem, because the bacteria may have been identified in other infections outside of the U.S. So the bottom line is, all that gobbledygook aside, brutal for that woman, but that we've got this first case that we might see more superbugs in the near future. And so now they're warning doctors against overuse of antibiotics, and they're pushing scientists to develop new drugs quickly. So what does that mean? And you're listening to me. Have you ever taken an antibiotic? Ask yourself that. Did that antibiotic act like what I call the firebomb and solve the terrible problem you were having, whatever it was, especially if it was a really brutal infection that you couldn't shake? And at least 2 million people become infected with other kinds of bacteria that can't be beaten with most antibiotics. And 23,000 people die every year as a result of the infections. And so what the director said, and this is why, to me, he looked so upset. He said, the medicine cabinet's empty for some patients. It's the end of the road unless we act urgently. Yikes. And my own example of somebody who was really healthy, hardly had anything happen, then caught this strep from a family member, was diagnosed but given the wrong drug, got so sick, couldn't shake. It was given 2 doses of the same crappy antibiotic, then something different to clear it up. And, I mean, how many pills, as somebody who didn't take pills, was I taking to knock this out? It is scary. When I saw him, I thought, oh, that is scary. Because what infections are we talking about? What are we talking about that we can't, that somebody now, because there's so much of these antibiotics, that somebody can't shake? Frightening. In odds and ends, this is also frightening. I'm going to throw this one in quickly. I hate hearing this kind of stories, but these kind of stories. But 2 Navy fighter planes collided off of North Carolina. You think of all the military exercises and whatnot that happens, and it's still very rare. They were 2 FA-18F Super Hornets. A fight mishap is basically what it was. But here's the good news. They were able to eject, so you had a commercial fishing trawler that plucked the 4 pilots, you know, out of the Atlantic Ocean about 25 miles east of Oregon Inlet. So that's a good thing. The survivors, of course, then, you know, get put on a helicopter and the rest is history. But it was a weird training mishap. And they're fighters that are part of this strike fighter squadron 211. Their nickname is the Fighting Checkmates. And they're based at the Naval Air Station in Virginia Beach. So they were doing a routine mission off Cape Hatteras, and something went wrong. But the good news is the planes, not good news, but the good news is that the pilots, all the people on the Navy fighter planes survived that, because sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes instead what happens is explosions, that's it, and it's a horrific fireball. But thank goodness, no, not in that case. All right, stay with us. We're rocking into our next segment with you, and you. Lots of mail every day. Tons of mail. Thanks for that. We're going to check the email next. We're going to throw in your 2 cents. Clinton in the email. Can she escape it? How do you feel about Bernie debating Trump? We'll hop on and off that trail. 855-266-5283.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa's great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
No attorneys to plead my case. No arrest to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I just turn my eyes down. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble.
All right, thanks for swinging out with us here on America Tonight. Boy, once again, I got to tell you, I'm in the satellite facility. Thunderstorms, boom, 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 all around me. I love the magic of radio because you probably can't hear that as much. If you hear a big crack and a crash, then you know there is lightning going on all the way around. It's crazy. May is that kind of time for the Dallas-Fort Worth area and for Texas, which, of course, that's where the satellite facility is. The mothership is in Minneapolis, and when we're talking about winter and we're talking about wild weather with snow and whatnot, they deal with that more than some of the rest of us in the country. But they're used to it, right? They're used to it. Do you ever get used to that? So, once again, the email is banging around, meaning from side to side, just a ton of email. And that's the good news. Now, we have a mailbag segment coming up in our next hour, but I wanted to throw out a couple of extras so that I could kind of try to squeeze everybody in, because I'm realizing, gosh, some people take the time to write these emails, and I don't get to all the emails. You know, we do one segment, so I'm trying to sprinkle a few out along the way. So with no massive introduction, here's a couple of them. This one is from Mary, listening to us in Washington, and she says, I enjoy it when Kathy calls you. I think she's interesting and has a lot of good things to say coming out of I believe, my area. Did you happen to ever watch that show, Alice? Did you see that the actress, one of the actresses who played a pretty funny character, died? I think her name was Beth. I did see that. You know what? She was, you say she played one of the waitresses. She played Vera, one of the characters on that sitcom. If you know, I watch TV Land, so stuff that I was too young or I missed or whatever, sometimes I'll grab a show here or there because I want to know the reference to people. And so, yes, I know who she is. Beth Howland is her name. And she was 74 years old, I guess. And, you know, it's interesting. Like, all of a sudden, this story is coming out. But I don't know why the story is coming out now, because she died. And, you know, she was in a whole bunch of different roles. And I can remember seeing her with Flo and the other main actress on the show. But it's coming out now, but she died like in December. And her husband, Charles Kimbrough, said that he didn't announce her death out of respect for her wishes, saying that she didn't want a funeral and memorial service because her death, he said the cause of her death was lung cancer. And she just, she just didn't want that. She didn't want the push for some kind of, a big funeral or gathering or, you know, whatever. So pretty interesting. I mean, it's interesting that we didn't, and you would recognize her face. She did a ton of commercials and stuff. It's interesting that he held on to that and then all of a sudden, you know, that comes out. All right. And then there was a couple of others that had nothing to do with deaths or whatever, but different stories. And this one is from Sam, who says, Kate, it's been a long time since I've emailed the show. I know you had that mountain climber on who backed off of Everest and all those others were killed. Did you see the story about what's now happened at Everest and a couple of people who died? It is a very dangerous climb. I'm wondering, does that bring that home, that interview? Yes, the guy that we interviewed was John Kasich, and he was an experienced mountain climber. I mean, did it for fun. You know, so the thing he told us was to climb Everest, you have to climb seven other mountains. You have to qualify to climb. You'd have to sneak on. I don't even know how you'd get up there. So you can't just go climb Everest. You have to have climbed these other mountains because it's just that tough. And so now there were several climbers that didn't make it. You had a whole bunch that just did and then a couple that didn't. And there's one mother who was reacting to her daughter's death, and she said she learned of her daughter's death on Mount Everest through the internet, which is you know, terrible. They could tell these satellite pings from the phone. The ping stopped, and then right after that, you get the news that that they've died. So Maria Stridham was her name, and altitude sickness is usually what happens. But apparently she died in the arms of her husband. They tried to climb the tallest peak to prove that vegans, because they were strict vegans, could do anything. So she was one of four climbers who died on Everest in a span of 4 days. And boy, her mom was just sad story, cute woman, you know, who cares about that, but she believes her daughter was in the death zone for too long, and that she said it was, you know, all for nothing. Of course, why was this necessary? and they reached the summit on Friday, but decided to turn around and descend when she started feeling badly. Several of the Sherpas and her husband struggled to carry her down the mountain. She collapsed the next day, and they couldn't, she felt weak. They turned around, and that was it. She got ill. She got medication. She looked better, and then they get down to the camps, and then when you collapse, I mean, it's your body, and it's how your body reacts to things, and it's a very, very tough climb, obviously. And that's why you have to be experienced, because you can't just assume I'll just get in great shape and I'm going to try to climb this hardest peak. Yeah, not really. That doesn't happen. All right. And justice for all in that department, as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, how about this? I got a note today from Bill listening to us in Illinois. He says, Kate, I listen to the show a lot. I live in a small town in Illinois. I grew up in Chicago. And I happened to see the story about the affluenza mommy who now she is in trouble. Yeah, and if you don't know the story, the mother of the teenager who claimed his affluent upbringing made him less culpable for killing four people, he was smashed out of his mind, was indicted by a Texas grand jury. So Tanya Couch faces charges of hindering apprehension of a felon and money laundering. The charges stem from a trip she and her son Ethan took to Mexico while he was serving 10 years on probation for intoxication manslaughter. So when they fled to Mexico to avoid a court hearing to determine if he had violated his probation by attending a party where alcohol was served, then it got worse for them. They were in a Pacific resort town. They found them, and now this is the newest chapter that she could pay the price too. So how about that? I mean, you know, he was drunk. It was June 2013. He was driving a pickup, plowed into four people on a road in Burleson, Texas, also hit a parked car, then slid into another car headed in the opposite direction. Two people riding in the bed of his pickup were tossed in the crash and severely injured. And police said one was no longer able to move or talk because of the brain injury. And the whole affluenza thing just ticked off people. And they put themselves right in the middle of controversy. And then running to Mexico, yeah, that you just knew they're going to get them. They're going to come back. He's now in jail. Now she's facing some jail time, too. So I know there's people out there that are saying, yeah, that's ridiculous. It was ridiculous, the whole affluenza thing, and obviously he didn't care, didn't pay attention, and look what happened. Yeah, brutal. Absolutely brutal. And then this story piqued my interest, so nobody sent me anything about this in my little extra overlap to give some of you some airtime for what you've written to me, and I thank you for those emails, is this shipwreck that was found at a Boston work site. They were digging on some land for this big office building. They didn't know they were unearthing a historic find, a 50-foot wooden ship from the mid to late 1800s. It's the first shipwreck in Boston discovered in filled land that anybody can think of. I was listening to some archaeologists talk about this. So the construction crew stumbled across this in the Seaport District last week and stopped construction so that they can get the archaeologists on it and figure it all out. And it's just wild to see it. No treasure chest of gold was found, nothing like that. But they did find barrels of lime in the hull, which they said they were obviously hauling to Boston. Wow. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
To what's in the headlines, besides Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and the possibility of Bernie Sanders debating. Wow. If I'm on the Clinton campaign, I'm not liking that, right? Because that's an end around. If the two of them debate, Fox would plop it up in a second. They get some big ratings. Then the focus goes on Bernie. Smart, smart strategy by Bernie Sanders camp to jump in front of her when she said, oh, yeah, I'm not gonna debate you. And so instead, like I said, it's an end run around her. That's pretty big. You know, hey, you don't want to debate. Well, I'll go for the guy that I'm going to be running against anyway. Keeping that whole thing alive of you deal with your private email and your everything else that goes along with that, and I'm going to just step ahead, and I'm going to take Trump up on this, the two of us, if we can figure this out, and then we'll just move on from there. Yeah, how about that? All right, so once again, we see, and I call this in the headers, some more of those quick hits, because we don't often get to do that, right? And here's a guy that getting to see him live, what a pleasure it was, and thank goodness I did, because I really like blues, and I really like jazz. I mean, he's a blues guy, but B.B. King, just like Prince, he dies, of course, right? And he's got 15 kids, 15 moms, and a fight for his estate. So all the time he was touring and women were saying that he was the father of their babies and whatever, he never contested what they said. So now it's been a year since he's been gone, and there are fights. This has gone to the courts. So the man known for The Thrill is gone, left a wake of craziness behind when he died of congestive heart failure in his Las Vegas home at the age of 89. So two marriages, and neither of the two marriages resulted in children. He left behind these 15 kids and 15 women. And they're arguing, they're fighting about what's left. So, you know, 5 million and change spread across a few Wells Fargo bank accounts, supposedly. There's a team of lawyers fighting the estate guardians, and they say this litigation. So, see, once again, it's the lawyers who make the money. But then you got to think about his music, the recording assets. That's valued at about $7 million to $8 million. So you put that together, and then it adds up to a little bit more. Because remember, this guy played. He played. I mean, that's why I got to see him a couple of different times. He played like 200 gigs a year. A lot. And because, like I said, he didn't fight who was a child and who wasn't a child, it becomes this estate battle descends into chaos because of, you know, who we thought family was and were they or weren't they. And like I said, it's the lawyers who ultimately get rich. We've had plenty of lawyers on this show, and we've talked about this. We've talked about wills and estate fights and what does that mean. And look what's happened with Prince. I mean, Prince's estate is worth so much, way different even than the B.B. King situation. And think of your own families. And not necessarily even wealth, just something that you always wanted. You were close to a grandparent, you were close to an aunt, you were close to somebody, and they had that musket from the Civil War. They had the swords from when they were in Japan. They had whatever it was, and you were close to them, but you didn't get that because it became a pillaging situation once that person died. And just, the going through that, because there was, you know, going through what families go through. And in this case, you're talking about just flat out bucks and music rights. And the music rights are the key, because that's where the really big bucks lie, in the music rights. And that's why we're seeing that whole thing sharpen in the battle with the siblings of Prince, because he didn't have heirs. If he had had one child, that child could have inherited everything, but he didn't. He never had children. So it becomes the estranged relatives that he wasn't even close to. There's some bizarre irony to that. Not even close, but you are blood, so you you get to fight it out. All right, so let's hit some of the quick heads, you know, meaning the headers of some of the biggest newspapers, because we still do have newspapers, believe it or not, even if some of them are online more than anything else. So in the Los Angeles Times, there was this big story about 1.2 million college students drink alcohol on a typical day, and more than 703,000 use pot. Is this shocking to anyone? It's not. Then the other big headline was the Warriors stave off elimination. They beat the Thunder 120 to 111. So it was pretty darn close. Here's another one for you, and this is everywhere in the front page of the New York Post to the Los Angeles Times to whatever, one of their top stories anyway. The National Spelling Bee, are you a good speller? Ended in a tie for the third straight year. Ugh, tie. So, yeah, that's what happened. Jerome Hofwar and Nahir Dunga were declared co-champions after a wild finish. The 13-year-old Jerome is the younger brother of the 2014 co-champion, and Nahir, 11, is the youngest winner of the spelling bee on record. So each get a trophy, and check this out. They get $45,000 in cash and prizes. That's pretty sweet because you're a good speller. I mean, a lot of practice goes into this. So it's not just, oh, I'm a good speller and we're practicing. I mean, they practice hard to win these spelling bees. And so, I don't know. It's great that there's a tie in one way, but there's something about just being the clear-cut winner, and for some reason, it's just difficult because these kids are so bloody good. They're all so good. And the New York Times, of course, on the front, Trump's energy plan, more fossil fuels and fewer rules. And then a big editorial that they linked to on the front, Hillary Clinton drowning in email. Drowning in email. That's not a shock that politics really trumps, pardon the pun, everything when it comes to New York and the Times, especially the connection to those two candidates to New York. So they're constantly on the heels, especially of Trump, but also Hillary Clinton, you know, as well. And then there was an interesting story about something we've talked about a lot on America Tonight. The Mexican military running up the body count in the drug war in fighting organized crime. The military kills so far have now started to go up. It used to be that it was kind of the opposite, and that may be a good thing because it's gotten pretty tricky in Mexico, even in some tourism areas that have been affected. Americans, a lot of Americans afraid to go for fear of being kidnapped or maybe even something worse, so they're trying to do something about it, and now they're reversing it. So they killed 8 enemies for everyone that they wound, and it used to be the opposite way around. Thanks for listening to this version, anyway, of America Tonight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.